WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Overnight, President Trump abruptly announced he was terminating all trade talks with Canada over a television ad put out by Ontario's government that used 1987 audio from President Ronald Reagan's radio address criticizing tariffs.
Sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is at the White House.
President Trump calling the ad fake and the Reagan Presidential Library posting last night that it misrepresents the presidential address and the government of Ontario did not get permission to use it. There is no response yet this morning from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney.
This is day 24 of the government shutdown. Federal workers will be missing their first full paycheck since it began. This hour, we're getting new inflation numbers. Those will be used to set Social Security adjustments for the next year. Satellite images now show the entire east wing of the White House is gone, torn down to make room for the 90,000-square-foot Trump ballroom. This is ABC News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A dramatic hearing at the state capitol over investigations into teachers accused of misconduct.
We are asking the legislature
Wait a second here.
It all started with a story from the Cap Times last week, which said there were at least 200 investigations into Wisconsin teachers over a period of 5 years for grooming or sexual misconduct that were not made public. It detailed specific cases where school staff did not have their licenses revoked after accusations of inappropriate contact with students. State Superintendent Jill Underley wrote a letter demanding a correction, but also said the state needs to update its laws to make it easier for the DPI to investigate these cases. However, the DPI only has the ability to investigate public school teachers. Private school teachers are not required to be licensed in Wisconsin. The Assembly Committee on Government Operations, Accountability, and Transparency held a hearing Thursday asking for testimony from Underley. She chose not to come, which bristled members of the committee. Chair Amanda Nedweski.
Dr. Underley did not even call me. She did not send an email. She did not reach out in any way saying this date did not work for her.
In her place was Tom McCarthy, Deputy Superintendent of Operations. A huge part of this conversation was about grooming, a pattern of behavior that can look innocent. But the goal is to gain students' trust with that innocent-looking behavior in order to take advantage of that relationship. McCarthy and Nedweski.
We see cases where it is a clear boundary violation. Should not be texting that kid at that hour of the night, but they're texting that kid at that hour of the night about making sure they get to school. Is that grooming? Is that a standard that would trip grooming?
Does it fit the definition of immoral conduct?
I don't know.
This will not be the end of this story. We'll continue to follow developments. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Raptors in Toronto, but guard Kevin Porter is not on this road trip. On MRI confirmed he suffered a sprained ankle in the Bucks season opener Wednesday night. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene, Oregon to play the Ducks tomorrow night. Wisconsin hoping to snap a 5-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers holding practice before flying to Pittsburgh for Sunday night football against the Steelers. Baseball, game one of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on how their season ended in L.A. last week.
From my world, I felt like we did not put our best foot forward in that series, and I think it would have made some difference, but the Dodgers were on it, and you know when a team is on it. And we, the balls we did hit hard, for instance, got caught. You know, our ball in play, I think, was 130, something record low.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mad City, biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, back down to around freezing. We'll drop to about 32 for a low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and just slightly warmer with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Oh, this is Robert Pilot of Nativerts Radio.
On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Across the state of Wisconsin, people have concerns, to say the least, about Badger football. Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion and NFL vet, will be here to discuss it at our favorite fall event. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
92.7 WMDX, where thinking is still fashionable.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you. Cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Makes me wider.
Cash Patel, FBI director and man with resting whoa face. A major announcement today, and no, it's not about the Epstein files. Those are still securely firmed inside Mike Johnson's clenched butthole. But...
yeah, that's what I was gonna say. You know what's interesting about this NBA gambling thing? They still haven't released the Epstein files. That's what's interesting about that whole story. Mm-hmm.
I really tried to care about that story yesterday.
I'm gonna blame everything on Trump. This whole country just thinks they could be greedy, cheating holes like Trump now. Everyone thinks they're right.
Well, did I send you that story, what Stephen A. Smith said yesterday?
Oh, no. What did Stephen A. Smith say?
I don't feel like that's going to end well anytime he starts a sentence like that.
No.
He said that years ago, the NBA really pissed off Trump because of some sports book thing that he wanted to do or something like that. And so Stephen A. Smith says that this is Trump's retribution against the NBA for something that happened like a decade or two
ago. And I look at the suspects, all black. I'm like, that tracks.
Yeah.
That tracks.
So, see, that ended well with the Stephen A. Smith thing.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
I just get worried.
I know.
Either way with that.
Everything's vindictive with him.
Yeah.
I mean, our friend Glenn Kirshner is covering the Letitia James thing today.
Yep.
We'll talk to him next week. We'll talk to Joyce Vance on Monday.
Yep.
But Oh, by the way, so we've been talking about the destruction of the East Wing.
Uh-huh.
And there's a story like Melania's been silent about it. And I'm like, are you kidding? She did it. She's did it. I think she ran the wrecking ball so she doesn't have to, you know, what do you call it, decorate for Christmas. You remember
she
the Christmas,
that.
Right? That's my favorite audio ever. The Christmas. Who cares about the Christmas and these things like this?
Uh-huh.
I don't want to. The Christmas. You have an ornament that says.
I have an ornament that says F the Christmas, and I put it proudly on my tree every time.
I'm telling you, that bitch would do anything to get out and decorate the White House. So that's it, they're talking about to the whole thing. New York is where I'd rather be with my boyfriend anyway. Oops. Perhaps I said too much.
That's a Green Acres reference.
Sorry. I know she didn't. Yeah. Other people got it. Listen, this show works on many levels.
Does it?
Some of them, you're going to get the Gen Z stare no matter what.
Okay.
So I just work, you know, I'm a dimensional chess player.
It was Ava Gabor that was in.
I get a guffaw from Bella every now and again.
Yeah.
Who's Sabrina Carpenter?
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, Chapel Rome is where my parents got married. I don't know anything else. She plays it. I don't know. Something the kids.
Pony Club is where your parents got
married. Isn't that a song going to the Chapel Rome where we're going to get married?
Chapel Rome. N-O-N.
Right. That's what I said. Oh, shut up. Okay.
Oh, you just got a... from her.
What? Oh, because I told him to shut up?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Just like a Chapel Rome.
Chapel Rome.
You were like...
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. That's just America's
sweetheart. By the way, for 25 years, this has been pretty much our whole dialogue is shut up. No, you shut up. No, you shut up.
Yeah, no, you shut up.
No, you shut up. Okay. Anyway, I'm just, it's a theory, but I'm just going to say, also, I just thought it was funny because who was the, which of many rude to yesterday? Oh, it was the French reporter who was perfectly understandable, asking a perfectly good question.
Yeah.
And he said, I can't understand a word she's saying. Really? And you can understand anything that Melania says? I'm telling you, Melania is this close to her individuality.
They haven't slept together in years.
Please.
No way.
Please. Yeah, he was visibly annoyed with a French reporter, but nonetheless said, it's just a beautiful accent. Just because, I don't know, he always says something vaguely rapey. Oh. The reporter's question centered on the Israeli Knesset. Bless me. The vote they did that said F you to Trump, basically, because no one respects this ridiculous buffoon. It undermines the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, blah, blah, blah. So she said yesterday there was a vote at the Knesset on annexing the West Bank. Do you see that as a challenge to your peace efforts? Can you say that louder, please? He's the ugly American that goes, like, just talks louder. Okay.
Yeah.
Then he turned to Pam Bondi. Will you answer that, please? Because I can't understand a word she's saying. She just repeated the question again, which is perfectly understandable.
Sure.
Okay. He turned to Pam Bondi, right, and then he said to her, where are you from? I'm from France. You're from France? Beautiful accent, but we can't understand what you're saying. Bondi then informed the president the question was about, Grandpa, the question was about Israel and the West Bank. And then Trump said, I'm just telling you, every day, it's another day in dementia, Donnie.
Yeah.
The West Bank? Don't worry about the West Bank. Israel's not going to do anything with the West Bank, okay? Don't worry about that. Is that your question? They're not going to do anything with the West Bank. Don't worry about it. Israel's doing very well. They're not going to do anything about it.
They just voted to annex a huge portion of the West Bank.
Not to mention there have been settlers moving into the West Bank for the past year.
Which is something that I've had a problem with for decades.
Thunk. Oh, we're at war with Canada again. Do we have Blame Canada? I don't know if we even have that. No.
Boy, I think
okay.
We might.
By the way, you know what? Sometimes it takes many, many years, Chris, but we always get to Stephanie is right. And I know some layers of wrongness in me voting for Ronald Reagan when I was a dumb USC kid. However, he's completely right about tariffs.
Campaign
no,
for
I did no such thing. I didn't know such thing. All right, but we're at, you know. Okay, so this was colicky baby's middle of the night, troth, truth, something.
Yes.
So Canada runs, and you can see why, because it's a completely effective ad taking Reagan's words. I have to say Reagan is right about everything in there, right? Oh, my God, I can't wait till they do one on immigration and talk about how many, you know, people Reagan gave amnesty to. But anyway, baby had a fit in the middle of the night and announced that he's halting ongoing trade talks with Canada over what he called its egregious behavior. They ran an ad paid for by the province of Ontario. That's a boot.
Right.
Yeah. The ad in question features a voiceover from a 1987 radio address by then-President Ronald Reagan. So he's going to do this about everything. He called it fake so that his stupid, stupid followers will think it's like, you know, AI slop, as Bella would say.
Well, yes.
It's not. It's an actual audio, and he makes really great points about we have the ad. Uh-huh. This is exactly what it is. And by the way, they directed you to YouTube to watch the whole speech.
Right.
And so this is not at all fake.
Right.
It was
a radio address.
The Reagan place objected only because, you know, needing permission to use stuff.
But you really don't.
Yeah.
It was a radio address.
It's a public address.
Right.
You can go watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here it is.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time. But over the long run, such trade barriers hurt every American worker and consumer. High tariffs inevitably lead to retaliation by foreign countries and the triggering of fierce trade wars. Then the worst happens.
Oy.
Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs. Throughout the world, there's a growing realization that the way to prosperity for all nations is rejecting protectionist legislation and promoting fair and free competition. America's jobs and growth are at stake.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was so effective. Yeah. That's why he lost his in the middle of the night, right? Because reactivated Zombie Reagan, which they hate when they do that.
You want to know how much
they turned Zombie Reagan against him?
Yeah. You want to know how much of a nerd I am?
How much?
I fell asleep last night watching the CBC news channel,
nerd.
The Canadian Broadcasting.
Nerd.
And like, it woke me up when they said breaking news. Donald Trump cuts off all relations with Canada. I'm like, wait a minute, what? Oh, my God, this is something I have to pay attention to in the morning. Oh, God.
No, I mean, I hate to say it. Every point in there is eerily prescient about exactly what's happening. And he was talking about, he did a very targeted one with Japan. Mm-hmm. No one's ever said you're against no tariffs ever. And he was talking about it in a very targeted situation, but he went on to say why.
Right.
The way Trump is doing it is so ridiculous and damaging to everybody. And so this was in the middle of the night, of course, all caps. All trade negotiations with Canada are hereby terminated. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President JJT. Everything is just such a whiny baby screamy fit.
Right.
You just always wake up to him spinning on his back in the Walmart parking lot, and you're like, what is it today?
And it's always the most hyperbolic thing in the world that's, going to be settled in the next couple of days.
No, it's not hyperbole. See what I did? Okay. Yeah.
Did you see what I did there? The most hyperbolic thing in the world?
Yeah, he'll taco out like he did about troops to San Francisco.
Exactly.
Right? He's like, okay, never mind.
Right.
And then he always does some bull excuse for why he's tacoing, right? It's just like, oh, okay, because I talked to the man. Okay, he's just, I don't know. Have I mentioned he's a giant? See, he's just a giant chickeny. See?
Yep.
Okay. This is fun. This is super fun. Jack Smith is calling their bluff. He wants to testify before Congress.
That's right.
He's offering to testify in open hearings about the federal investigations into Trump's various crimes, treason, etc. Fill in the blank. He's prepared to answer questions, but his lawyers wrote it requires assurance from the Department of Justice he will not be punished for doing so. Well, they're not going to give that assurance
absolutely
to anybody,
not.
Right? Unfortunately. Because that's all this is about. And, it's like, good. You want to air all these crimes and the mountain of evidence I have out in
public? Do it in public.
Yeah, exactly. Good for him. All right. So lots to get to. We have it's a sexy liberal Friday. We have a Fugel Sangian Friday.
Yep.
And also a Frangelican Friday.
Yes.
By the way, can I have some nostalgia music real quick? I just thought this was I thought this was brilliant because our listeners are the smartest, most sexually attractive people in the world. Funniest.
All right.
Fantastic.
All right. Where are you going?
Jeff and LaQuaire.
Where are you going with this?
In Iowa.
Okay. Oh.
It's just funny. He said, Steph, 2 weeks ago I had a very painful knee replacement surgery, which requires me to take very powerful narcotic painkillers several times a day.
Hell
I'm beginning to worry it might be causing me to hallucinate. So, Steph, please set me straight. Have I been hallucinating, or did these things really just happen? Did the President of the United States actually tear down an entire wing of the White House without telling anyone in advance? Has the President been ordering the bombing of small boats on the ocean because he suspected they might be running drugs? Has the President been ordering military troops to occupy large cities that didn't vote for him as President? Did the president actually pardon a convicted criminal just because he was a loyal Republican? Did the president publicly tell his DOJ to prosecute his political enemies who he listed by name, which they now have done? Did Trump refuse to allow a member of the cabinet to be prosecuted after he was caught by the FBI accepting a $50,000 bribe? Did Trump give a foreign country, often suspected of supporting terrorists, an airbase on U.S. soil after they gave him a $400 million airplane? Did the president demand that the American people pay him $230 million for investigating the crimes he committed during his first term? Did the president actually just post a video of himself in a fighter jet dumping massive amounts of on the American people? I know you must be laughing at how ridiculous all this sounds. I don't. What are you? Hi, Jeff? That's crazy. I can't wait to get off these painkillers and find out how smoothly things are actually going. Isn't that true? If you just woke up from a coma or
yeah.
whatever, you'd just be like, What has happened? It'd be the biggest episode ever of what has happened.
Yeah. Or if you just got out of the Big Brother house or something.
Oh my God.
It's like, what?
It's the equivalent to coming out of the forest after World War II.
Yeah.
What? Blink, blink.
Yeah.
Huh? How could that have happened in the U.S. All right, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path Collagen. Oh my God, my hips are squish, squish, squish. Can you feel that? Just so bouncy and young.
Don't make me touch your hips.
Hey, listen, I might need to use them again soon. You never know. I'm just kidding. Okay, hey, listen. Collagen, the most abundant protein in your body and your natural supply drops as you age, and you get crunchy. You get to be extra crunchy peanut butter instead of the smooth. Okay. Collagen helps, that's a goal. It helps you relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. It works from the inside out, I'm telling you. Your skin, your hair, your nails, your gut, your indigestion. If you're afflicted with the rumbly tumbly, if your stress goes to your stomach like me and Bella, I'm just telling you, this is good for everything. Check out the top 5 collagen warnings about where not to get it. Drop that tub from Amazon. Every American needs to see this along with this special offer. It's a quick read that can save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. This offer only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
You want to vote for a governor. You do have many to choose from who have served in the assembly. Or you can choose the one of us candidate. Hi, I'm Ryan Sternad. I work for a living. Sure, I don't have elected experience, but I do have working class experience. Won't you want your governor to know what it's like to be in your shoes and to govern that way? For more, go to RyanSternadForGovernor.com.
Paid for by Ryan Sternad for Governor.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a very kinky girl.
Yeah.
The kind you don't take home to my vibe.
Nah.
She, that girl is pretty kinky.
Her girl's a super freak.
She's a super freak. Super freak. She's super freaky.
Yeah. Bella Z.
Everybody sing.
Yeah. Playing hits. All the kids are listening to.
Yeah, hey, I love this song. It reminds me of Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yes. Aw, everything old is new again. See how that is?
Uh-huh.
All right, listen. Everybody thinks they're a comedian. You know what I'm saying? Our listeners are very funny.
Uh-oh.
But yesterday I was bitching about the picture that was on my Wikipedia.
Yeah.
That was from 2006 radio panel.
Uh-huh.
It was horrible. Someone posted a picture of Danny Bonaducci instead where my picture is. Very funny.
Well.
Okay.
I mean.
Oh, by the way, we're in the what's distracting from what time of day?
Uh-huh.
Trump has pardoned the founder of the Binance cryptocurrency exchange who pled guilty to money laundering 2 years ago after he lent his support to the Trump family's own crypto venture.
Yep.
Z47 is not even trying to hide the corruption anymore. He is out here selling pardons to the highest
bidder. Right.
Another crypto scam guy that pleaded guilty, but because Trump made, I can't.
Why should anybody be surprised?
I can't. I just can't. Angela in Maryland. Hey, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
I am.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I've got two sources, one being Aaron Parnas, I think he works for Midas Touch, mm-hmm. and an Indian newspaper that say that Trump is redoing the bunker.
Yeah, underneath East Wing, yeah.
Yeah, and I really don't trust that. How shall I put this? An acolyte of our most dangerous adversary is redoing something associated with security in our White House.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm just pissed.
Yeah, especially with Putin shooting nukes off because Trump's such an idiot. It's like, would you not put it past him to make sure only he's safe?
Right.
Yeah. Whatever. Oh, by the way, speaking of bunkers, here is Pee Wee German, Stephen. Oh, can you just go ahead and get them? Hitler ready. Okay, Stephen Miller yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Let me just say, Mr. President, that this country was going to die without you.
Mm.
This country was going to actually die without you.
Mm.
That's what we were facing in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
This was a country on the verge of dying,
mm-hmm.
and you alone saved it.
Mm.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He said that's what we were facing in 2024. We've been invaded for 4 years. Our communities were sinking. Our public safety was at zero. Cartels were running entire communities. Sex trafficking, labor trafficking, was out of control. Overdoses were out of control. Cartels reclaiming more territory. City services were buckling. This was a country on the verge of dying, and you alone saved it.
Und die Bewegung sind Lebensausdruck unseres Volkes und damit ein Symbol des Ewigen.
Okay. It is more compelling in the original German.
No.
You'll be surprised to know that Trump concurred with Miller as he accepted the praise
at
our latest dear leader meeting.
Yeah.
He said, everyone said the same thing a year ago. We had a dead country. We're a dead country. We really were in a lot of ways, not just this. We were dead as a doornail. We have now the hottest country anywhere in the world. The whole world's talking about it. We have the hottest country. Oh, yes. The whole world's talking about it. That's true. God, every dear leader meeting gets worse, doesn't it, than the last one with the, you know,
It's all a hyperbolic sales pitch.
I mean,
every single one of these.
We are just at the yes, mein Führer stage of whatever he says or does. Mm-hmm. There, it's really kind of extraordinary. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, by the way, Virginia Giuffre's ghostwriter has revealed that she holds the names of everyone listed in the Epstein files along with private recordings to prove it. Oh, my. Things could get spicy.
Yes.
29 minutes after the hour.
WMDX. Because silence makes you nervous.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. John Nolan Drive has officially been under construction for two full work weeks now. Remember last week when we told you that at some point they'd have to close it overnight and you would get a heads up? Well, now they have to close it overnight and you're getting a heads up. Next week, the northbound lanes of John Nolan will close at 7 p.m. Crews will be installing storm sewers as part of the years-long construction project. That closure will be Monday night through Thursday night. And another road closure starts on Monday. Packers Avenue will be closed at the railroad tracks. The railroad company is replacing the crossing. There's a detour using North Sherman and Aberg Avenues. That project on Packers Avenue is expected to also take 4 days. The closure starts at 6 o'clock Monday morning, and city staff say it should be open again Thursday by 5 o'clock in the evening. Meanwhile, it's time for our weekly check of prices at the pump. Here's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell 6.7 cents over the last week for an average across the state of 2.61. This is over 28 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and more than 32 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Notably, the national average has fallen below $3 per gallon for the first time since 2020. Officials at GasBuddy say COVID was the primary driver of low prices at that time. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said OPEC Plus deserves much of the credit for the current trend of lower prices. They've steadily raised oil production for much of 2025. Barring any major disruptions, gas prices are likely to stay under $3 for much of the next few months.
The average for a gallon of regular here in Dane County is $2.89. To sign up for our new newsletter, Civic Media Today, just head to our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, back down to around freezing. We'll drop to about 32 for a low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and just slightly warmer with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
30,000 Wisconsinites could be priced out of ACA insurance completely. Former Assistant Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, Alejandra Castillo. What's the off-ramp here?
If you haven't called your member of Congress, you need to. The off-ramp can only be individuals like you and I calling our members of Congress and demanding that both the White House and Congress begin to negotiate a real solution.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Happy Halloween for the Rational Revolution. We have a ghost hunter. Todd Michaels joins us to celebrate Halloween.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
We'll be right back.
say that Donald Trump's doing absolutely awful in the minds of the American people. What are we talking about? We're talking about new lows for Donald Trump. He's hit new lows for himself. Trump's economic net approval rating hits lows with these pollsters. CNBC, look at this. Down now, minus 13 points on the net approval rating on the economy. You come to this side of the screen, it's minus 19 points among Quinnipiac. Donald Trump is at the lowest point ever. So Donald Trump isn't just beating himself with record lows. This is the lowest for any president ever at this point in either a presidency or for a second term.
Underwater. Ugly.
Ugly.
Numbers. Okay.
I wanted Harry Enson to say something folksy.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. These numbers are bad.
Yeah.
Trump's favorability has fallen among Hispanics, according to an AP poll, after the Key Group helped his return to the White House. Okay.
You were warned, we tried to tell you. You were warned, now deal with it.
Okay, can I just say I never got any of that? Latinos for Trump?
No.
Muslims for Trump? Blacks for Trump? Women for Trump? Didn't get any of it, but okay.
He hates you all.
Right. He even hates a lot of Republicans that aren't, you know, Trumpers. That's...
Michael Steele for...
MAGA instance. Trumpers, yes. Who said the old rule book is gone? It's not coming back, and we all need to accept that. The DOJ has weaponized. The GOP is rigging elections. Trump is literally bulldozing the White House. Democrats need to operate under this new reality, fight hard, and play by the same rules. Who said that?
The coach of the Portland Trailblazers.
No, President of the United States of Mark Elias. Mark Elias, who I love. Okay, who said...
You know what, though? Welcome to what I've been saying for the past 2 years, Mark Elias.
Yes, well, you're no Mark Elias. Had you gotten a fancy law degree, I might listen to you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Who said, I don't think we're necessarily going to ask for a declaration of war. I think we're just going to kill people. Let them bring in drugs into our country. We're just going to kill them. They're going to be, like, dead. That's what happens after you kill someone. Did you know that, Bella?
Oh, yeah.
They're, like, dead.
Yeah, they're, like...
Yeah. Sometimes if they're taking ocean drugs or sea drugs, either way, they're, you know, dead. Chris, who said that?
Casper the Friendly Ghost,
no.
Who is dead.
No, that'd be Donald Trump. You know what? I feel like we'll ask Joyce Vance on Monday, but I feel like that'll be very helpful at The Hague, that all of this is on tape, him admitting openly to the... Yeah, we're not going to ask her. We're just going to kill people. What did I say? There's going to be a lot of video evidence. Okay, Kara Swisher, who I love, is on Trump tacoing out on invading San Francisco. What did we say? When you punch the bully in the nose, they back down. It's only when you stand up to him... Ugh, it's just some long... the federal government was preparing to surge in San Francisco, but then friends of mine... Whatever. Kara's like, flaccid bully threatened San Francisco, then seen thanks for flaccid bullying threat cancellation. Also release the Epstein files, you old goat.
Well, yes. What they're going to do is they're going to ignore San Francisco and go directly to the East Bay. Because they already have the troops there.
Why waste them? Go
into Oakland. That's what he's going to do.
Excuse me, I had a burp coming up, and I almost just let it fly. Do you mind, Bella? You
don't. Oh, no, me. Never.
Oh, don't encourage
you.
Her.
Allison, it's a little one. It wasn't that bad. Allison in Westchester. Hello, Allison. That was the Trump
Hello,
administration
Stephanie.
Coming back up on me.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi. I would do the same thing completely.
Thank you.
So I was watching, you know, local CBS, NBC, because I'm a boomer. And, you know, I don't always watch cable.
Uh-huh.
And they had that Canadian ad, which I thought was so effective. And my first thought about it was, why aren't the Democrats doing this?
I have to say. Well, I know, and because it makes them lose their shizzle when you turn the Reagan on them.
Right.
Right, because that's their god, their figurehead, you know. And it is extraordinary how far this party has strayed from anything that any reasonable Republican ever believed in. All right, see, Bella likes lowbrow. That's what I'm saying. That's what gets the Gen Z.
Sometimes.
Yeah, the burps and the fart
sometimes.
Stuff. She always laughs at that. Okay. The love for Bella continues to pour in.
Oh.
Yes. Michael, I asked for a Michael with Blue Sky, and you have one, Bella. Young Bella, if I was a younger man, I would point out that you aren't only a cutie, but you're more mature than all of us put together. That's true.
Well, that is true.
She is like our adult supervision. Yeah. It's weird. I may even mention that when you let your absolutely gorgeous hair down, it has the power to change the mood in the room by itself. You are a very special young lady.
Aww. Michael, that is so nice, but that... It made me laugh just a little bit.
Put your hair down. Smile more, Bella.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah. Never tell a woman that she should smile more.
This is what my bastard person listeners do. Who's this? Alan. Steph, you said something about fixing your Wikipedia page. I took an initial stab. Your thoughts, and he replaced my picture with Danny Bonaducci.
Well, eventually you get replaced by Danny Bonaducci everywhere.
That's true, but not on Wikipedia.
That is a funny, funny.
Can I just say, this speaking of the late night show, this reminded me of me. Jimmy Kimmel says ABC was about to close a deal with Jon Stewart to host the show that he got.
Yes, I read this.
He said Kimmel was so confused about winning the gig over Stewart that he asked Bob Iger about it. As Kimmel remembered, I said, what was it? Like, why, this was quite a leap you guys made. I was on the Man Show. I was doing football picks on Fox NFL Sunday. What was it? He said, well, you were cheaper. And everybody laughed, but I knew he wasn't kidding.
Yeah, no. A lot of times that is
the deciding
factor.
Remember Hot 97 when I got the morning show? They were going to hire Rosie O'Donnell or me or then both of us. And so I was on the phone with Rosie and she said, well, they should pick you. You're a lot cheaper. And I know it was true. It was very nice, but it was true. It was Rosie's always unvarnished.
Right.
You know,
she's
honest.
Blunt. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember when I got I've Got a Secret, the game show I hosted on Oxygen. I asked the producer, where was I? Because he was talking about people they considered. Oh. I said, where was I on the list? And he said, you were last. But I got the gig. So
you did.
And
you got to be good friends with Terry Garr.
Yes. And Jim J. Bullock.
Right.
Thank you. And Amy Yasbeck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you
got
know that?
Got to work with John Ritter, Amy's husband.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Apparently, Anne Hathaway was the sixth choice for Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, really?
For Andy.
Wow.
Was she cheaper? Probably.
They couldn't get Rachel McAdams. That was the first choice because she was doing The Notebook.
Interesting.
Or something. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I'm cheaper than everybody. So, yeah.
Well, I mean,
I'm always.
It gets you the job sometimes.
You know what, Bella? Sometimes you got to win ugly in this business. That's how it goes. Still winning.
It gets you the job. You got the job by being cheap, right?
But also, can I just say, first of all, I love Jimmy Kimmel. I think he has just grown into such an extraordinary talent. I mean, not that he wasn't always, but I thought he said something. He said, I think my vision of hell is being forced to watch my first year of shows because it was just as painful as anything could get for me. It took a long time to figure it out, and we were very fortunate to get a long time to figure it out. That when I did my late night show, we had double the ratings that Jon Stewart had just had. People didn't remember he had a late night show syndicated before Daily Show.
It lasted about as long as yours did.
We had the same ratings as Conan, but network, they just get more time. And I for one, am so glad that Jimmy Kimmel got the time and that we did what we did and put him back in his rightful place. Because it's true. It's just the nature of network. Syndication, that's it. You get 12 weeks and then Danny Bonaducci gets the last week. That's how it goes. And syndication. Network, they give you more time to suck.
Did they even change, like, the opening animation or anything?
No, I don't think so. They probably just, AI slopped him in there.
Did they make an announcement that you weren't coming back?
I don't think it was ever mentioned again. I was just the tree that fell in the Disney forest.
Okay.
Yeah. No one was there to hear
it. But you taped at Paramount,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Oh, that's okay. Huh.
I looked a lot like Danny Bonaducci in my prom dress. I'm just saying, not many people noticed.
If you taped a Paramount, maybe they just wanted your car.
That was it.
Okay.
Paramount calling. Oh, I'm not a host anymore, but they want my car. That was back in the period you were writing fake fan letters to me. You know what the difference is? Bella's fan letters are not fake. The love for Bella is real.
Aw.
Christian said, who the is coming after Bella for not knowing the buttons? She is a fresh-faced millennial who doesn't give up what we all need right now. Oh, they've aged you, too, just by working.
You're not a millennial.
Now you're a millennial.
No.
You've aged out of Gen Z just for the few weeks you've been working here.
The sentiment is so sweet, but I am Gen Z. I am I not
right.
a millennial.
Sean was a millennial.
It was very,
yes.
The
yes.
sentiment was very sweet and defensive, of her, but then they made her much older than she is, so then it was all ruined.
Do I exude millennial?
Millennial?
Do I give millennial?
Christian, she just turned 23.
You know what? People who are Gen X and above don't know the difference between millennial and Gen
they
Z.
Don't don't know.
I really hope my energy is not giving millennial that.
Catherine says, Bella, you don't listen to anyone. You're doing a fabulous job. We're excited to watch your career start and absolutely flourish. I can't wait to watch your success in the future. We love you. If you have spare time, you and Sam of the Stern staff should start a podcast. Okay, anything that involves Bella leaving me is not...
You guys think the Stern staff talks to me? Please.
They don't talk to anybody else at SiriusXM.
Like one of them.
Yeah.
Robbie, maybe. Wow, this goes on and on.
Okay.
I mean, you know what? When you hit a Bella chord with the listeners, everybody's all maternal. Robbie says, I swear to all things holy, if the criticizing bastards make Bella or Chris leave, there's going to be some furniture moving in this MF. You are all doing a great job helping us survive this damn nightmare.
Okay.
And I've been listening since Steph was older than me, and I'm 50.
Oh.
Listen, let's not quibble. Let's just... And Bleeding Quadraphonics says, tell Bella to ignore the social media. She's doing a fantastic job. And the show has really improved with Lonnie on cameras.
Hey!
Everyone's
I said
so
to Lonnie
nice.
Yesterday, it's not really fair that he got that face and that voice.
Right.
You know, from the politics
bot. The politics bot.
Yeah, it's not really fair.
No.
He stood in line too long for all the good stuff.
How come nobody said anything nice about me?
The politics bar.
Because you're not from...
Oh, my gosh.
The politics bar. Okay.
The politics bar.
Yes, people have decided Lonnie is much better on cameras than you were. Not just because you have 17 other jobs, but you're better at your Chippendales fancy producer dances.
Okay.
As people say, you only have time to, you know, just shake that moneymaker for mama.
This makes no money. Please.
Pete, what do I always tell you? Just wear something tight and show up on time.
That's all you gotta do.
Pete in Wisconsin, hi.
Hey, morning, folks.
Hi.
I'm fixing to go off today, so I'd like to engage the emergency move broadcasting system, and I'd like to talk to all the farmers and all the ranchers, everybody involved in the agricultural industry. Hey, kids, how are you feeling today?
Yeah.
What with all the soybean prices and the beef prices going up, we're getting exactly what you voted for. And now I live right next to a cornfield, and my God, once they start harvesting, that's when Farmageddon really takes off. So for any of you who are not in the know, Farmageddon is a thing where after they harvest, if they don't have a market to go to, those farmers are going to go belly up over and like from coast to coast, right?
Then,
oh, by the way, all you farmers, ranchers, and dairies, your places have been raided, right? Your workers are gone.
Your workforce is gone. Your market is gone to China, to Argentina.
That's right.
I mean, okay, can we please, farmers, please, after three times now, can you please wish him into the cornfield? Oh, by the way, Steve,
if the cornfield still exists.
Yeah, well, if you still have a cornfield, goes without saying.
Okay.
All right, 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by you, waking up with your scritch, scritch. I have a little scritch, scritch, but I thought it'd be noticeable. Okay, you have to hope it doesn't get worse, right? You can tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you. You know, sometimes in this, you can get the wormhole in the universe and get there sometime while you're still sick. Or you can wait in urgent care with other sick people, or you open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds, nip it in the bud. It is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues, strong antibiotics for infections of all kinds, strep throat, pneumonia, UTI, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doc. No more whining at the pharmacy. Right? Thank you so long. My meds are right here in my kit. Order yours online in minutes. It'll be rushed to your door. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Here's Stephanie Miller.
Well, my new favorite product is Native Path Collagen, so that means my new favorite doctor is Dr. Chad from Native Path. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am a true fan of this product, I got to tell you. Because I used to have to take, like, separate things for everything, like hair, nails, digestion. I've had, like, acid reflux and all that. Talk a little bit about how this one product and the way it's delivered is so important.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is collagen. You know, it's a protein. It's the most abundant protein in the body. And it's what makes up all those things you just listed, like your skin, your hair, your nails, even your teeth, your bones. All of it is made up of collagen, right? And I used to get really interested in collagen, you know, 15 years ago as a physical therapist, working with people in pain, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and I started using collagen or recommending collagen to my patients and started to notice they had much better results. And collagen is an interesting thing in terms of what's happened in the past 100 years. You know, our ancestors got plenty of collagen because of the way they would eat. We are very much what we say off the path. We're not getting near enough collagen, so we're very deficient in it. So it's making the structure of our bodies very weak, you know?
Yeah.
It's why we have so many falls, so many injuries. But in general, we're just extremely deficient in protein because we're so bombarded with refined carbohydrates, right? We're carbohydrates with sugars and dyes and seed oils, and those things are really wrecking our health. So I really consider moving back to protein one of the easiest things that we can do.
And just two scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There's great bundle deals at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It really is a great deal for a great product.
My final pitch is try it for 8 weeks. If you try it for 8 weeks and you stay consistent like what you're talking about here, then you notice it.
From Get Native Path, thanks so much. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Thanks, Doc.
No fear here, just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
At Allure Intimate Apparel, bra fittings are everything. Not only how they make you look, but how they make you feel. From bras and sleepwear to swim and lingerie, Allure has it all. Their professionally trained bra fit specialists deliver a discreet, graceful experience that honors every figure. Allure encourages confidence, making elegance feel effortless. Shop Allure in the Hilldale Shopping Center in Madison, where you will discover how fit and confidence go hand in hand. Visit AllureFits.com. That's AllureFits.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220 or biglou.com.
This portion of the show brought to you by Zima! Doesn't it sound like a party?
Yeah.
Party in your mouth because it helps you stop snoring. It's a seatbelt for your tongue, Chris.
Okay.
Did you know snoring is because of the tongue? It's not your nose. Stupid strips. They don't work.
They don't work.
The three pillars of good health, you know it. Great diet, great exercise, great sleep. If you snore, not only can you keep others up, but it could be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Zepa, the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg, whom we know, uses a tongue seatbelt. It is the leading cause of snoring. It moves your jaw forward, keeps your airway open, 91% success rate from right now to the end of October. Put an end to your snoring. Save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Go to Zepa.com, use the code PINK, or text the word PINK to 511-511. That's ZYPPAH.com. The code is PINK. Text fees may apply. 53 minutes after the hour. By the way, where is Caroline Leavitt about the whatchahoozits. The
six?
Yes. What his main priority right now? This is good for, you know, so as we were talking about soybean cattle farmers who've lost their entire business. Everybody's you know, life has been blown up by the tariffs and inflation. This is exciting. Yeah.
He's a builder at heart, clearly, and so his heart and his mind is always churning about how to improve things here on the White House grounds. But at this moment in time, of course, the ballroom is really the president's main priority.
Oh, fantastic! That's what most people voted for, right? Where, you know what? We need a ballroom where more super rich people can dance.
That
needs to be more ballroom dancing. That's what I'm voting for.
That's a millennial.
Yeah, see?
Technica Caroline is a millennial.
Thank you. Cheers. You know, that's going to stick in Bella's craw all morning that someone called her a millennial. I am Gen Z. And then she's going to do like a Zorro, like a Z. With her sword.
She didn't get that reference.
No, I did. I did.
Okay.
I did get that reference.
There's a new one. There's our cartoon ones, aren't there? There's all kinds of...
There was a cartoon one Catherine in like 1965.
All right. Listen, that's current to me.
Because you were born in...
1981. Someone threaded, someday Trump's ballroom will be torn down like the Berlin Wall, with pieces being taken as reminders to oppose authoritarians. I hope so. Dear God, I hope so. Chris is a farmer in Indiana. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was paid $9.80 for a bushel of beans in 1980.
Okay.
2025. I hauled my beans in. I was paid $9.85 a bushel for my beans. Now, do you think that has anything to do with the tariffs and China not buying our soybeans this year? It absolutely has nothing to do with it.
We're not talking about your bean. We're talking about the soybean market and the beef market, which
Okay.
You know what? By Friday, Mommy's just sleepy with the MAGA callers. Okay. Richard.
My beans. I used to get nickels with bumblebees on them in 1980.
Okay. Hi, Richard in Michigan. Hello. Richard, hello. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be like that today? Okay. Let's go to Robert in Missouri. Hi, Robert.
Good morning.
Hi.
I got like five different things to tell you, and you're probably going to cut me off before all of them. But the first one is I was there at the El Saban in 2016.
Oh, the Sexy Liberal LA. Well, thank you.
Yeah, we all thought Hillary was going to win.
Yes, we sure did.
Yeah, and one of the greatest handshakes I ever had from such a warm hand was John Fugelsang, and I got to meet Angela and everything.
Fantastic.
But on to the second one. We also got to mention Jody Hamilton, because her mom, Carol Burnett. I was born in 59, but in the 60s, my parents used to watch Carol Burnett Show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And now I'm watching the reruns, and they're just as funny as they used
to. They are. They hold up, don't they?
And now.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, when it's good, dry humor. Okay, the third one is, can you somehow get in touch with Randy Rose and have a live voice talk to her on air?
I don't think she wants to come on air, but I will check in with her. I know she's battling cancer, and I've, you know, been trying to be respectful of her privacy. I don't think she wants to do an interview, but I will check in with her because I'm concerned as well. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, this just in, speaking of legendary comedians, Kathy Griffin booked on the show on Monday.
That's right.
My new best friend. Yeah. Hooray.
Yeah.
Hooray, hooray.
Well, she said, you know, if someone drops out, she'd show up and...
Show up.
Wow.
She said, I have been on Jimmy Kimmel's show so many times because one of their guests dropped out. They call me and I go on there. And she's like, I can do the same for you guys.
Wow.
Is she aware that no one has to drop out? We will bump literally anyone for her.
This was also booked through Art Sears, so.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, so lots more to get to. We have the aforementioned very warm handshaker, John Fugelsang, coming up, and then Fridays with Frangela.
102.7 WMDX. Like a podcast, but lazier.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I talk with new candidate for the Wisconsin governorship, Missy Hughes, former head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and former executive with Organic Farms. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A key report on inflation delayed by the government shutdown is now out. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on the Consumer Price Index report.
The CPI for September showed inflation accelerating from the August reading, ticking up 3% year over year. While gasoline prices have been falling for the past few weeks, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says that was the largest factor in the monthly increase. While the Federal Reserve has set a 2% target for inflation, the Board of Governors is still expected to cut interest rates at its next meeting.
Social Security recipients will get a 2.8% increase in their checks based on those numbers. President Trump has abruptly canceled trade talks with America's second largest trading partner, Canada, after the province of Ontario put out an ad featuring Ronald Reagan radio address from 1987, where he talked about tariffs, how they're bad for American workers. New York Attorney General Letitia James in court today to face mortgage fraud charges brought by the Justice Department. This is ABC News.